Text 51551. The Ray D'Arcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
Now, on Sunday, June 26th, all over the country, there will be street feasts. They reckon there's going to be 1,000 of them. And they've been going for years. We have Sam Bishop, who's the founder of Street Feast, in studio. How are you doing, Sam?
Brilliant, thanks for having us in.
We have Liz McMahon, McManaman, from Newport in County Mayo, who's been organising a street feast down there for a number of years. How are you doing, Liz?
Hi, Ray.
And Nicole Buckley, who's from Shannon, and she's been organising street feasts in Shannon for a number of years as well. Hello, Nicole.
Hey, Ray, how are you?
Now, how many of you love yourselves?
I was talking to him outside, so now I really do.
So, Liz, you do. That's 33% of all the people. Yeah. Okay. Sam, we spoke before, so just fill people in on the history of street feasts and what it's about.
Yeah, listen, it's been going for years now, since 2010. So I've been rabbiting on about this for ages. But I suppose the thing is that, like, it's a really simple idea. What we're doing is we're basically encouraging people to come out onto their road, their cul-de-sac, basically to have a picnic with their neighbours.
Right.
It's really that simple.
It's a big tradition in the UK, and it'll be big this weekend in particular because of the Jubilee. It's not something that we've done.
I don't know why that is. I think, yeah, maybe we've lost the culture. I would argue that they used to do that, especially in, like, let's say, the estates in Dublin 30, 40 years ago. When I talk to people who did it, or, you know, just who are running it now, around the city, they say, well, actually, we used to do this. We just haven't done it. It's just fallen away, you know. And I think that actually back in the day, like, there was dancing at the crossroads. I think we have a culture of getting together.
Yeah.
Maybe just the weather wasn't so great, and so we found other ways, maybe the pub, to gather. But I think now we've really got this experience of, like, living outdoors since COVID. I think it's a really good time to come out.
It's a lovely idea. It's a lovely idea. And it's an opportunity for people to meet their neighbours, because more and more we sort of live in our own little bubbles, don't we? Did you find that, Liz? Newport, lovely place.
It's a gorgeous place. Yes, it is a gorgeous
place. It's on the Greenway from Westport Tackle.
It is.
Famous for its black pudding.
Famous for its black pudding, yes. The heart of the Greenway. Famous for the two famous Graces.
Are you famous as well for getting high temperatures?
Thank you. Yes, frequently it's the hottest place in Ireland.
Yeah.
Yeah, frequently. Yeah, there's a weather centre
there.
Don't say
Shannon got it last week.
There you go. Fists at all.
No, we've been doing the street feast since 2018. My neighbour and a local business person, Sharon McGovern, got the pack and came to the newly established business association and said, this is a thing for our community, we're going to do it. And we have a beautiful seven arch viaduct bridge in Newport, and it kind of is right in the middle of the town, and it's safe and it's perfect. And so we did it first in 2018 and then 2019, and it is the most fabulous event. It really is.
Who provides the food?
So the local pubs, restaurants, hotels, they bring out their barbecues, and there's an area at the end of the bridge and they set up their barbecues and they do that. But also people bring their baking, their cakes, their buns, their sandwiches. We borrow a few trellis tables and put them out along the bridge, and you can be drinking your lemonade and having your ham sandwich or your fancy salads and your Prosecco. It's just whatever you make of it, whatever you want. Yeah.
Lovely.
Yeah, it's brilliant.
On a Sunday afternoon at the end of June.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Nicole, you're in the state.
Yeah, so I grew up in that estate. So we started in 2014, and myself and my friend Adrian, Katrina and Magella. It was Adrian's kind of brainchild. She spotted it on Facebook, and that's where it grew. And I suppose the very first year there was maybe 30 people. In 2018, I think there was over 120.
Brilliant.
So it's growing each year, and like, we've missed 2 years now, so hopefully this one will be bigger and better.
I would imagine it's not just the event on the day, it's what happens afterwards.
Well, it's the lead up and the after.
Of course, the lead up. I didn't think about that.
So I've set up a Facebook event, and not everybody's on Facebook either, so our older neighbours. So we do send around little leaflets to all the houses. 130 houses, I think, in the estate. So we're trying to get as many people as involved as possible. And I like... You know, there's young and old, there's people from every walk of life in the neighbourhood. And we're coming into a town where the airport is there. So people are coming and going for different things.
Yeah, yeah.
And they may not be there for a long time, but when they are there, we want to get to know them.
You nab them.
And once you're in, there's no getting out, you know. Yeah. So, yeah, it's lovely. And like, we're meeting, like, as I said, I grew up in the estate, so I know a lot of people, but... You know, there's plenty of people I don't know.
Yes.
And
you're being
this is a great way.
Over a sandwich or
really
a cocktail
is.
Sausage.
It's lovely.
Yeah. And Sam, it's been like Aidan Park there down in Shannon. It's been growing over the years. And you started sort of modestly enough back in 2010.
We tried
give us
with
the
one.
Stats.
Yeah, I suppose so. Yeah, because we tried it with one, it seemed to work. That was in my village in Newtown McKennedy. And so then we called it a national day immediately and ran 30. It started out of this idea of, like, it was a youth project actually, and we were like, right, we'll try and build community and maybe build more sustainable, more resilient communities, communities that can, like, support each other if at times of need, you know. So I suppose, like, that grew, then 50 the next year, 80 the following year, and then by 2016 it was the centenary street feast. So then we had about 1,000, and Michael D. Higgins came on as patron, right. And it's really grown, and it's really beautiful to see all the different types, because if you see what Liz is like, Liz is amazing how she's galvanized the whole town, and it shows you how, like, it's a perfect example of how you can work, you can connect residents and community with business and local business. Yeah. However, like, what I wanted, like, also mention is that, like, it's really important to remember that this can be as small as possible. Like, you can have it at, like, you know, 10 households.
In a cul-de-sac. Yes.
In a cul-de-sac, yes. With a few houses. Yeah. Because actually, for us, like, our work is about, like, how do you build connection between neighbours? How do you build a little bit more empathy? A bit more, like, compassion, do you know?
Yes.
And so Street Feast is one of the projects that we run as the organisation Neighbourhood Network. But it very much is about they're like, you know, who's that person who lives across the road? They moved in. How can I just reach out to them and say, hey, we're all sound here.
Yeah, and it's probably better that they come out rather than knocking in, because people are reluctant to do that. I know I would be, you know, you knocking in with absolutely. A bottle of wine or a box of chocolates. You get a pack when you get onto the Facebook. Is it a website or
you how do? People yeah, get so on the website streetfeast.ie, thanks to our supporters, I better mention them, like Department of Rural and Community Development have been brilliant. They've funded us along with the local authorities. So we provide this pack, which has got, like, just to get you started, you get like 20 metres of bunting, you get posters, you get invites, you get kind of little food labels, just in case you have allergens in your
brilliant.
Food. Because, you know, everyone's bringing a dish. Yes, you don't know what's going to be in it. So it's just the first few things to get you started. Actually, the special thing about this year is that the Lego Foundation have got involved, and they're all about bringing more play into public space. So this year, they have funded us to provide 200 play boxes as part of Street Feast. So we're going to be trying to make a playful street feast in 200 places across the country. So if you're interested in this at all, like, go on the website. You can register for your Street Feast pack, but you can also register for a playbox. It's like, it'll just bring a lot of colour and life to the streets.
Was it your Aiden Park that got a Jenga made by local?
Yeah, Smithstown DIY. Yeah. Good old Kevin, Magella's husband, actually.
Right.
He made the giant Jenga and lots of wooden toys, and the kids had a ball.
Brilliant.
We're just saying, it doesn't have to be anything. Do you know, you don't have to have bells and whistles.
Yes, yeah.
Back to the basics, hopscotch, and
we did that
our
too.
Famous one
yeah.
now of the year.
You did hopscotch,
tug of war.
Hopscotch, Jenga, all those things, snakes and ladders, actually, things like that. You know, it's brilliant.
Yeah. It's just a tug of war, Ray. Just one mention. I'm telling you, you've got to be there.
I think this is really special. Really special. Street Feast 2022. It's Sunday, June 26th. You're hoping to get 100,000 people out. In their communities, meeting their neighbours, having the crack and a cocktail sausage. And you can go to, just give us the website one more time, Sam, so people can go to it.
Streetfeast.ie.
Streetfeast.ie. Okay. Thanks, Sam. Thanks, Liz.
Thanks Ray.
Thank you very much. Thanks for coming
in. Thank you.
That's great.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.